Exterior, spooky Victorian home at night. Interior, a group of tourists are listening to a tour guide describe their surroundings.
Welcome to the Larboard Oaks Mansion Ghost Tour. Built in 1887, five generations of Farsleys have inhabited this mansion, and an unusual number of them have met their deaths under suspicious circumstances. Bad for them, but good for me, otherwise there wouldn't be a ghost tour. There are over 20 suspicious deaths, so during the tour, why don't you guys stay close by? We wouldn't want to make it 21 tonight, would we? It's just after 10 p.m. This is the adult tour, which means you can drink if you want, and we can say whatever the hell we want.
Yeah. Jizz.
I'm sorry?
Jizz, like cum shot. You can say that because you said we can say whatever the hell we want.
Sure.
Or horse cock.
Yeah, I guess there are no rules about swearing.
Awesome.
But let's do try and keep the comments and questions related to the ghost tour, okay? Now, if you'll follow me.
The tour guide leads the group into another room.
Now, unfortunately for the waitstaff, our two most oft-sighted ghosts reside here in the dining room, or as we like to call it at the Larboard Oaks Mansion, the dying room.
Any of these little fuckers ever pop out of a fucking wall and say, fuck, there's a horse cock in my room. Or a donkey dick?
Not to my knowledge.
Got it.
These are the exact dishes that were set out for Eliza and Henry Farsley the night that they met their untimely demise. I guess Henry should have swiped left.
Any of these fuckers ever fucking fall out of the ceiling and just have, like, a big, messy shit?
I don't have an answer for you.
Or have a dingleberry?
Another tourist speaks up to break the tension.
I have a question. When people see Eliza and Henry, what are they wearing?
Okay, that's a great question. So, we find apparitions are most commonly wearing the clothes that they died in.
Oh yeah, do they ever just fucking run around nude and you see, like, one of their big old fucking hairy nuts?
Can I talk to you for a second, please? Excuse me. Yeah, come with me.
Confused, the disruptive tourist leaves the room with the tour guide.
Look, I'm glad you're having fun.
It's interesting, the ghosts.
But you are ruining the tour.
It's the adult tour. It's not for kids.
Dude, I work really hard at what I do, and you are totally insulting it.
I just asked if they were falling out of the...
Grow the hell up. Stop trying to be funny. This is the worst day I've had on this job. If you want to stay on this tour, shut the hell up. You got it?
Yes.
Good.
Both rejoin the tour group.
Exactly to the day. 3 years later, just as she predicted it. And the only witness, the exact same Charles Croft, who had seen her mother's fall. Now, does anybody have any questions?
Not trying to be funny. Not trying to get a laugh. I don't want anybody to have the worst day at their job. But do any of these fuckers ever blast out of the wall and have, like, a huge cum shot?
No, they don't.
Okay, cool.
I just asked you not to do this.
You can't change the rules just because you don't like how I'm doing it. Can we or can we not swear?
Yes, I'm not changing any rules.
Big fat load of cum then.
I'm just asking you to use a little more judgment when you talk.
I don't know what is going on, but somewhere our wires got crossed. You're saying we're allowed to swear. I'm saying big fat load of cum and horse cock, and you're getting mad. Do you see where I'm, like...
Another tourist is annoyed and finally pipes up.
Look, I've had enough, okay? You're done.
I just...
You're done. Look, We're sick of listening to your crap.
Okay.
Now get out.
The annoyed tourist shoves the disruptive tourist towards the door as everyone else applauds.
Yeah, thank you.
Exterior. The disruptive tourist leaves the house and walks out into the rain, getting into a car that is there to pick him up. An older woman, his mother, is driving.
Hi, Mom.
Make any friends?
Not really.
They drive off. End. Did you like my old woman?
Make any friends?
You make any friends, Sonny?
They put a lot of emphasis on that.
She definitely calls people Sonny.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Oh, for sure.
Yeah. She doesn't understand why it was such a big deal that they got into a fight in Alabama.
Shit.
She's a little bit confused at her age. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, what's a date that's safe? It's Monday.
Yeah, it's not.
This is Ghost Tour Time here on the Podzilla 1985 Network.
Hey.
My name is Shannon Young, and I'm going to be hosting these little fuckers. First off, we have... Go ahead. No, go ahead. Finish it. Put all the cameras on him. Go ahead. Finish your thought.
Zoom it in.
Okay. Oh, all right.
These little fuckers.
Ever just fucking run around nude and you see one of their double H's?
Ooh.
Oh, I like this show.
Over the line.
I like this show because we can say whatever the hell we want.
Can't talk about them double H's.
Also, not in my room is a horse cock or the Kazman.
I don't know. I'm not sure I like that very much.
Not trying to ruin anybody's day. Not trying to give anybody the worst day they've ever had at their job. It's Cody Sandusky.
Hi, Mom.
And absolutely not a messy piece of shit or a dingleberry. It's the man himself, Tanner Calvert.
Like jizz?
That may be my that might be my favorite opening joke, is that jizz. The way he says it so unassumingly.
He's just straightforward, just man. He's serious. Not questioning it at all. We've been on a roll on that. By the way, I need to point out that if you look at the names of the things right now, ours is very obvious, but the game room where Steven is playing right now literally says, please don't pull me into a different game.
Well, Shannon, you know what must be done.
I can't.
We did it last night, and I think we scared him.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Oh shit.
So if you missed,
we dragged him in.
Yeah.
Tell him.
Yeah. If you missed last night's show, we were given our Lil Tay update, and we wanted to pull in Lil Tay correspondent Stephen Bright.
Jesus.
So I moved him from the game room to the podcast recording channel, and he was so scared. And at the end, he literally, in this the most ashamed voice, said, please don't ever do that again, and left.
Damn.
Oh.
Just broke
the
poor
boy. Yeah,
it was
sad. That's a cold-blooded move.
I honestly felt so bad.
He give you the little Tay update?
She's alive.
He tried.
Yeah, I understand that both she and her brother are allegedly alive.
Yeah, we did a big thing on this last night. Not only the fact that the story is ridiculous, but the fact that, you know, you have quote-unquote journalists from all these different outlets reporting on this, but apparently without fact-checking at all, because not only was the story wrong, but in the press release, they called her Claire Hope, they said was her name. Her name isn't Claire, it's Tay. It's Tay something. And apparently they didn't even research that. So, wow. My God, if we can make mainstream media look any dumber than they already do, it's a good start.
They're doing a good job themselves.
Mainstream media?
Oh, he's there, Tucker.
Journalism school paying off.
Yes, Kaz and I graduated from the prestigious Shawnee College in Illinois. Yeah.
I got where, two pieces of paper.
Where, you know, part of our curriculum was going home for bomb threats.
Yeah, that's way allegedly. More accurate than it should be.
No, you know, I allegedly think, about it. There were definitely bomb threats.
I think we should.
But you didn't go home.
That's true.
I think we spent about as much time in the bomb threat times as I spent coming to videography class, and it wasn't even mine.
That's true, too.
I feel like that was just a like late 90s, early 2000s thing. Like from the time that shit went down at Columbine, it was just on. I distinctly remember leaving both my high school and middle school at least once due to bomb threats.
It was always
some kid trying to get out of a test every time. Without question.
I don't know why the kid did that. Kaz and I each had a we told the story on the show before. Each of us had a poster bragging about catching the dude and how he's going to spend so many years in jail. I lost mine. I think Kaz still has his around here somewhere.
Oh, I definitely got mine. I'm going to get that shit framed. That's memories.
That is only the second time I've ever been in an evacuated school. Do you remember the first time, Kaz?
No, that happened a few times.
It was in Meridian. It was when they shot Bobo.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to need some context. Please, is Bobo a person, Shannon?
Yes. Well, sort of.
Okay. No, that's not the
question. This is not that difficult. Bozo was a clown. He had a clown pewter.
No, it's not a guy, Cody. It's Bobo. Bobo's doing it.
It's what he's doing.
It's what he was actually thinking.
It was uploaded 6 hours ago, and it has one view. But I guess it's like a viral video or something.
Kaz,
have you seen it?
Kaz and Tanner, correct me on the parts I get wrong here. But if I remember correctly, so there was a teacher at our old school. We went to Meridian here in Illinois. Well, I'm not in Illinois. What am I talking about?
Illinois. Yeah. They went to Meridian here in Illinois.
Flashback.
Nope.
It's like misspelling some shit in the group chat. Like it's just on for the rest of the day. Yerky.
This was when I was in grade school, so you two were probably like fetuses. But probably. But there was a teacher named Bobo that, if I remember correctly, was accused of sexually assaulting a female player. I think he was a coach. And he went to trial and he was acquitted. And at the courthouse, if I remember correctly, someone shot him. And so they put the entire school on lockdown. And it was scary, especially at Meridian, because I don't know about you guys, Cody and Hunter, but Meridian's grade school had no windows in their classrooms.
None.
It was just solid walls. So it was scary.
Our high school was like that.
Circular.
Yeah,
our elementary actually had windows all over the place. And
I don't know of a single school I was in that didn't have windows. Building.
No, our high school, New Madrid, did not have. You go to New Madrid, it's set up in pods, which is the weirdest thing.
Right.
If you look at it from above, there's like three circular areas.
That's how Meridian's elementary was. It just had no windows.
The weird thing was, it didn't have any. You would think it would, because every classroom was an exterior wall. Every single classroom at New Madrid, well, not every single one, but 99% of them. Yeah, there were very few built into the inside. Almost everything was around the outside of that pod, and so it led to the outside. There was a door that led outside, but it didn't have a window in it. Like, it was just a plain door.
Yeah.
We had Tanner, go ahead, and then I'll say.
Meridian Elementary and Carroll High School were both designed by
Evo Shandor
companies that were... construction companies that specialize in prisons.
Yeah, man, I didn't know that. But goddamn, it fits.
Efficiency. Hey,
they knocked it out of the park.
Dude, the scariest thing in the world.
10 out of 10.
The scariest thing in the world was being in one of those classrooms if the power went out, because it was pitch black.
Yeah.
And this is all you would hear. As soon as the lights go out. Yeah, no cell phones, nothing. Pitch black. As soon as the lights out, you would hear this. People just punching people.
Yep.
It turned into a brawl immediately.
Yeah. I feel like that's not a normal situation, because I was going to say, when the lights went out like around New Madrid, you'd just hear immediately a girl would scream, and then everyone would laugh, because they like, I don't know why people scream when the lights go out, but that would happen. Then everyone would laugh. Yeah, then everyone would laugh, and then it would be like 20 minutes of, are we going home? Are we going home? Are we going? It's just Bart and Lisa. Itchy and Scratchy Land? Can we go to Itchy and Scratchy Land?
You did have the drill, like when it would happen sometimes, is when the lights would go off, you just stop and just down.
Yep, you got down. And not because you were afraid of a tornado or earthquake, but you were trying to protect yourself from the beating.
Can somebody please, Kaz, do that again real quick. Do those motions. You stop. Do it again. You stop, and then you go down, right? Okay, now I need somebody to loop that like 40 times, and that's Kaz on the character select screen. He's just...
Oh, see, I thought he was doing the doink doink. Doink doink.
Doink 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 doink.
Doink doink.
Tanner, Tanner, you went to Cairo, right?
Yeah.
So I assume when the power went out there and the lights went out, people just started shooting each other and doing like drugs.
Why do you do this, man?
No, hey, that's not even funny. The lights were never on at Cairo in the first fucking place. Let's get real. They didn't have the power to do it.
Gobble, goddamn.
They just said what they would do is they would take their books and learning and put them on fire to provide heat and light.
The sad thing is that in the end, Meridian's the one who lost half of its building.
Yeah, Meridian's the one that
mold.
Oh my god, I went to Meridian not too long ago. I think it was my ex girlfriend. I took her back to the old neighborhood to show her like how I grew up. And we went by. Who went by Meridian?
That's why she's the ex girlfriend.
That's why she's the ex girlfriend. God damn it!
Yeah, once you got out of the Hudsonville, it was like roll out. No, other way. Let me out of this car.
There were too many harps and
so many
and
harps and yarps. And
my ex girlfriends loved when I take them to my mom and dad's grave and be like, "That's where they're buried."
See, Shannon watched part of that movie Garden State, but he never got all the way through.
He doesn't even say anything. He just walks right to it and points and then looks at her.
There's an open grave next to it, and it's like, I'm hoping one day that could be us.
Yes, if it was you, you'd point at it, and then you'd go, look. Look. Look.
Oh, God.
All right, stop. Because look. In all honesty, I decided tonight... I was gonna try to be fun. So what I did was I popped the 25 milligram gummy about 30 minutes ago, and I've been drinking, so I'm already feeling tipsy. Yeah. And I'm like, oh fuck, that gummy's gonna hit me.
Yeah,
that gummy's gonna hit me. You know what I got going?
Glass of wine and a COVID booster.
Kids,
let's go.
Oh, that'll get you.
What's this guy living up the fucking high life? Damn,
that boy's seeing eight of it.
At least this year I was smart enough to not get the COVID booster and the flu shot in the same day.
Tanner.
last year I was like, I'm going to do them both because it's easy. I'll get it done in one weekend. I'm going to be fine. And then it was just that ass Dan RIP graphic. I'm going to live forever.
Tanner, did you really quick, did you hear about the supposed UFO over Cape Girardeau last week?
Yeah, apparently that was seen quite a few places.
Yeah, multiple people. I've been seeing it pop up everywhere, but I haven't seen any video of it.
So what was described, somebody had a video from somewhere in northern Missouri, I think I've seen it. Imagine seeing an asteroid or like just a quick shooting star streaking across the sky, but it lasts way too long. Because, you know, normally you see an asteroid or a comet or something, it's just and done, right? Now, this is just...
Oh, see, it would be more interesting if it went across and then stopped.
There you go.
It stopped, and then...
And then goes a different direction.
Yeah, and then the aliens can say whatever the hell they want. Because then it's not the kids' tour, it's the adult tour.
Didn't I tell you about seeing the UFO on Christmas Day?
You did. I think you talked about it on I Want to Believe, actually. Although,
I'll say, we did a show around then.
Really quick, Hunter. So, did I ever tell you about the first UFO I ever saw?
You have to have, but I don't remember the details. Well,
is this the one we're talking about, like the late encounter, like red light in your room?
No, that was something else. That was something else. This
Lindsay still thinks he's an alien. Or no, I'm sorry.
I think she's an alien. Yeah, correct. No woman has breasts that large. You know?
God.
Anyway, It was
for context. Emily and I were rewatching The Office, and Jan just popped back up after that procedure. So this has been a part of my night multiple times now.
It was in the early 90s, and I was
Cody. Sorry, on Cody. It's just the bit with the assistant where he goes, just tell her I said, she'll know what it means.
Fuck.
Just tell her I want to squeeze them. It's code.
Oh, that's what it is. It's code. She'll know what I mean.
It was your bit after that.
Now, I wish Lindsay were home so I could just be like, hey, Lindsay, the guys wanted me to say a and they said, you know what it means.
Nope. Don't you do that. Well, don't you put that evil on me.
Lindsay, the guys, except for Hunter and Cody, said this.
No.
Lindsay, nope. Kaz is out.
Kaz didn't say it either.
Kaz is out.
So he's just talking to a cat right now. I know better.
In the early 90s, Kaz just left completely. He's done.
Kaz dipped.
There he is.
He's back.
I was in my room.
You found that Popeye in the freezer.
I looked up, and this actually relates to what you said. This is why I brought it up, Hunter. So, oh goddamn, who's texting me like 7 times? For fuck's sake, it's probably Lindsay. No, it's not. Honestly,
she's locked out.
Let me check my phone. Now you got me paranoid.
You're never gonna get this story told.
Nope.
This entire episode is just you trying to tell this story.
Well, folks, thanks for listening.
So 1990, early 90s, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air just arrived at Beverly Hills, I'm pretty sure. Was it Beverly Hills?
Yes. Nope.
Oh my god.
No, he went to Bel-Air.
Bel-Air.
That's
Well, wasn't the show called The Fresh Prince of Beverly Hills?
No.
And it stars Luke Valentine. Anyway.
So which one of us is having a stroke?
So early 90s, I'm in my room, I look out my window, and I see three lights next to each other, in, you know, just 1, 2, 3 right next to each other. And I'm watching them. I'm thinking it's a plane. I really don't know what it is, but as I'm watching them, and this is a true story, I see the lights break away from each other. One of the lights kind of continues to go, you know, left to let's just say left. He's going one direction. The other two break off. One starts to go up and over, and one kind of dips down and goes over, and then they start moving around each other. I thought I was going crazy. I thought, there's no way this is true. So I called my mom in, and if you don't believe me, of course, everyone would believe my mom. She's a saint. She was a saint. And she sees the exact same thing. I wanted proof, and she saw it, and I saw it. And we talked about it once or twice afterwards, and then she never talked about it again. But it put me on a course of you know, discovery, of wanting to learn more about these kind of things. So that was the first time I ever saw a UFO, and it created my molder, you know?
Objectively, yep. Like hearing that description, if you didn't proceed with like the UFO sighting and stuff, to me it sounded like flashlights and y'all were being like broken into.
Well, okay, a couple things with that. One, actually, Kaz, so the scary part about this, I'm not making this up. From my bedroom window, I could see across all those cornfields towards Meridian, and I could see your house. Not your house specifically, because there were trees in the way, obviously, but like that direction, I could see it from my bedroom window, and those lights were over your area. I'm not making that up, I swear to God.
I'm still trying to figure out why Kaz started that sentence with objectively. I can't. He said it and my radar went off and I was like, all right, here we go. And then he got done and I was like, there's not a fucking objective statement in that entire
not a single bit.
Wait, no, it is objective.
No, it's not.
Because it's the truth. It's one truth. It's the only way.
What this are you saying?
Truth is the only way. Hold on, I got something.
I need you to see that cat that I put in the text only for babies.
Cody, wait, this will explain everything.
Well, it's great.
Go on.
That didn't. That did not. That's not good. How do you like us now?
I will use that last night so you could be on the show, by the way.
That's true.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Pot pie, I forgot about.
Has this ever happened to you?
I forgot about In the Freezer Rediscovered.
Jesus.
What?
He said you were having a stroke and it reminded me of the fucking James Bond stroke text.
I would call it Bondulance.
Bond names the James.
Flesh, 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 flesh.
How long might a pot pie last in the freezer?
Before so you rediscover it.
Well,
I mean multiple months, surely.
They could. Year. They could.
Well, you can eat it whenever you really want. Really I mean, just the once. Just the one time, but you can eat it whenever you want.
Just reboot the pot pie.
Okay, well, hang on.
Well,
I gotta go.
No, hold on. Before you do, I searched on my browser, pot pie expiration, and this is the top result, I swear to you. from answers.com. Let's grab this puppy. Yeah, this was
like I'm about to get beaned.
No, me too. One day it's coming back.
I'm right on the edge.
Today is not that day. For those of you at home who can't see the visual bit for the audio medium, how after expiration date is chicken pot pie still good? Subtext, it's been 5 hours in freezer.
Cody, I want you to know that I looked up Chuck Tingle books on Google, and here's the top five results I got.
Hang on. Bullshit. We all know you use Bing. You didn't Google shit. You fucking liar.
Shit, he's right.
I knew it.
I got to back him up on this. I've also switched mine to Bing.
I knew better than that.
Mine was out of laziness. But Kaz, here's what I got.
He didn't do it intentionally.
Let's see it. This is my favorite segment.
I got the Tingleverse, of course. We already talked about that one. But here's a couple new ones I didn't know about. Pound a day keeps the butt okay. Let that one sink in for a second.
Sound logic.
Breaking the fourth butt.
Cody couldn't take that one. Jesus. For fuck's sake.
The Camp Damascus podcast.
What?
He can't.
The Camp Damascus books, which is like a legit horror story that
horror
he wrote.
Books,
we talked about this, yeah. And then, of course, the Space Raptor Butt Trilogy.
All right.
Classic.
Yeah, okay. Yep. So let me give you
the trilogy all at once.
The whole thing.
So let me hit you because I actually just received a call I need to respond to. But before I go, because I also Googled Chuck Tingle books on my browser, it took me to Goodreads, and here are the top five books for Chuck Tingle sorted by popularity.
Okay.
Number one is Camp Damascus, of course.
Yeah.
Number two, Trans-Hizzard Harriet Porber and the Bad Boy Parasophilus.
Christ.
Number three is Straight, so another one of the horror books. Number four, Pounded in the Butt by My Own Butt. And number five, the first of the trilogy you mentioned, Space Raptor Butt Invasion. But I would like to give special mention to number six, which may be my favorite one I did not know about by Chuck Pingle.
Okay.
Pounded by the Pound, Pingle. Turned Gay by the Socioeconomic Implications of Britain Leaving the European Union.
God damn it, Chuck Tingle, you did it again.
You national treasure.
You son of a bitch.
Say, we're just turning Chuck Tingle into Bill Brashke.
Yeah, I've drank way too much considering I took a gummy earlier.
I am officially concerned.
I already feel like two gummies, and I haven't even hit the gummy yet.
Cody said he's got to go do a thing, so I have a thing that I'm going to share for you guys when he's gone, because I don't want to scare him. It's going to be bad.
Okay. All right, thank you. I appreciate that. Just quickly, because, again, I can't escape without reading the summary for this Pounded by the Pound book. My God.
By the Pound.
Yeah, get it, Cody.
When Alex learns that Britain has decided to leave the European Union, he's shocked by just how normal everything seems. But the calm doesn't last as Alex is suddenly accosted by a giant living coin from the not-so-distant future. In this horrific future, where Britain has left the EU, four-story buses lie strewn across the streets of London after a failed plan to cut costs, the Queen's Guard has been replaced by flying reptiles with machine guns, and the River Thames runs red with molten lava. Now Alex and his handsome sentient pound must travel back to the past and sway the vote for European solidarity by proving that all you need is love. This erotic tale is 4,200 words of sizzling human on monetary unit action, including anal, blowjobs, rough sex, cream pies, and living pound love.
What are you saying?
The words on the screen. It did. I wanted that to be known because it just goes from, okay, I can expect all of this in a Chuck Tingle book, and then it just goes right into hardcore. It pivots.
Okay, so... In the past,
no room left to pivot at that point.
I have nothing else to add other than this book. The Kindle edition is 37 pages, so there's there's a lot of stuff put in that 37 pages.
He took a picture of his dick.
It needs me.
Bye, Cody.
Bye, everybody.
Now this show is historically like supported authors and artists and everything, and I did my part with the forging of a warrior president.
You did.
I think I think there should be others in this room that may need to support our artists, such as the Chuck Tingles of the world.
You want
I'm
me
talking
to,
about him, ain't I?
You want me to tout my tingle?
No, no, not talking about it. You have to put
tout
that
it.
Financial support behind
tout
it.
Tout that tingle.
Choose your
tingling.
Book. And
I'm not tingling my Chuck.
No, Tanner, I'm gonna need you to wingle that tingle and order some books. There's nothing better than to let your wife and two children, including your newborn, know that you're all about them by reading books about getting pounded in the butt by various sentient objects.
I have a horror prompt for you. You know, we're getting ready for Halloween.
I should have missed.
We're getting ready for our. I don't know if anybody's been actually writing. We're working on it. But I just ran across a horror prompt. It was a series of them, actually, that just escalated and I really liked. One of them was talking about, you know, when somebody says they have a doll room and there's multiple dolls in it, that's kind of creepy. But it only really gets creepy when there's just the one doll. If you have a doll room and you just have the one doll in it, there's something fucked up about that doll. And then the last one just goes, it's the doll room. You go in. The only thing in there is a mirror. The door closes.
Oh, you're the fucking doll.
I don't like it.
Dance, Geppetto. Like
it. It's a lot. Geppetto's not the doll.
No, but he birthed it.
Also, I feel like Tanner would know this. I didn't know this shit. This is just random shit at this point. So, you know, that whole submarine thing a while back ago was such a thing. So James Cameron did a whole movie about the Titanic, right? And he actually went down to the site of the Titanic. Do you know one of the days that he went?
September 11th.
Yeah, 9/11.
September 11th, 2001.
Yep.
It just says, you are well-known director James Cameron. You make a box office hit about a sunken ship. You visit it in a once-in-a-lifetime experience. It's amazing and awe-inspiring and soul-changing. Your submersible services, the radio crackles to life, and you were about to hear that you missed a pretty big event. The follow-up just says, establishing a carefully robust alibi, I see.
Oh, fuck.
He and Bill Paxton were on the Titanic when it happened.
Do you mean they were at the Titanic?
No, they were on it.
Because I don't think they were on it.
No, they were dancing an Irish cacophony.
Shut the hell up, Shannon. They were literally on it. They had the submersible parked on top of the Titanic with a RV.
I mean, I believe you. I know, I believe you, but when you say they're on the Titanic, it carries
like
a different connotation.
Yeah.
Right. Well, no, it sounds like they were on it when it was on the fucking surface of the water.
That is quoting Cameron and Paxton, both of them.
Okay,
about
and I say again, I believe you, I understand, but it carries a different connotation.
Hey.
No one else heard it was on the Titanic, and they didn't think those motherfuckers were on that ship.
Here's my top three Bill Paxton films. Tombstone, Frailty, and Aliens. Let's go.
Ooh. Frailty was good.
Tombstone
and Aliens are definitely two of the correct answers.
Yeah.
Oh, Twister's really good too. Yeah, that's real good too. Kaz?
I gotta look it up, man, because off the top of my head, I can't do it.
Oh, and there's others too that I didn't mention, like Weird Science.
Apollo 13.
Apollo 13.
Apollo 13 too.
Titanic.
Yeah. Nightcrawler.
Was he in Nightcrawler?
I didn't realize he was in Nightcrawler. I've only seen that one time.
I've only seen it
one
time.
He was also, Edge of Tomorrow, too. We were just talking about that one recently.
Yeah.
He was the drill sergeant, the dude.
Man. This is talking about this
in the
wake of the death of Johnny Hardwick, of how much we love some of these guys and miss them so much.
I really forgot Bill Paxton was in Club Dread, of all things.
Oh, yeah, because he had
he was in
the
Club
surfer
Dread.
Dude. Yeah.
Yeah, he's Coconut Pete.
Oh. I don't know how I didn't realize this one, but he was also in The Predator, so he had that link.
He was in Predator 2. Yeah. Predator. Yeah.
I'd like to point out that now that both franchises are tied together, he appeared in both franchises.
Well, he's the only person also to appear in Alien, Predator,
Terminator.
Yep.
Terminator.
I was gonna say, if you really want to split hairs, he's in Terminator too, but it's hard to say that that's my favorite Bill Paxton movie because, I mean, he has a small part in it,
teeny tiny.
I just watched the first Terminator the other day, and you know who else was in that part, Kaz? Brian Thompson.
Wait, who?
Look him up. This is the guy we've talked about multiple times. He played Shao Kahn in Mortal Kombat Annihilation. I've always talked about how buff he is. And yes. Yeah, Brian Thompson X-Files. And Bill Paxton. Yes, we're in that scene together.
Yes. Holy shit.
That, but then they retconned it in Terminator Genesis. So,
Oh, he had an episode of Tales from the Crypt too. So,
yes, one of the best episodes. Sure. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, I'm sad.
I still say, and no one can change my mind that Twister is Bill Paxton's best movie.
Tanner,
so you're saying it's better than Tombstone?
As a star.
He's a star in Tombstone.
He's the lead role.
He's definitely not the lead role.
I mean, he's not the lead, no. But that is an ensemble movie, though.
I really like Twister, but...
You know, there's a surprising number of people who don't like that movie.
Well, they're stupid or they're communists.
I really can't say one way or the other. I know for a fact I've seen it. I know I've seen it multiple times, but I've had zero desire to watch it in so long that I have no clue.
I just watched it yesterday, the day before.
I genuinely think that Bill Paxton's best movie is Frailty. If you've never seen Frailty, he directed it as well. It's so good. It's one of my
Matthew McConaughey.
Yep, it's one of Powers Booth. It's one of my favorite horror films. It's so good,
fantastic.
But he was also into. So Bill Paxton just had a fucking awesome career. What a fucking great actor!
I didn't realize, but he was on SmackDown.
I just saw that too. I don't remember the Bill Paxton episode of SmackDown
either.
But
no, that's strange. Right here.
Yeah.
As Bill Paxton, so
I'm always a little bitter
against Twister, just not because of the movie at all, but the ride was what replaced not Back to the Future at Universal. I think it replaced the Ghostbusters area.
Oh, that's not
and
good.
And yeah, I was like, come on, man. No, it wasn't Back to the Future because The Simpsons replaced where Back to the Future was. And that was an equal trade-off.
The reason I hate Twister is because Twister destroyed my family's house and put me in a trailer park. Some of that is true.
That doesn't sound right, but I don't know enough about your family's trailer to dispute it.
My family's trailer? Fuck! I can't.
I mean, specifically about the trailer, not the life.
My family's trailer sounds like if Lifetime had a specific channel in, like, fucking Chaffee.
No, that's your Hallmark movie. That's your Hallmark Christmas movie.
Spoiler alert, Mom still dies.
It's you and Candace Cameron Burr.
Oh. Tanner, you were going to say something about Wittgenstein?
No.
Oh.
No, I was not.
Okay.
We were playing that game of backgammon. Come on, man.
I think that's a good place to end it. Let's bail on this.
Let's. That's a good idea.
Check out the only other episode we did this week, which was After Dark last night. It was pretty fun. We talked about Pokemon.
Yeah.
And also something else. Lil Tay. You can get all the Lil Tay updates over there. And next week, we got all new episodes of your favorite shows and least favorite shows. Yeah. It's all the shows. So until then,
all of them.
For myself, for Double H, for Tanner, for Kaz, you guys have a good weekend. We'll see you next week. Kaz, take us out.
Cheers.
Fuck.